Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with impact over the telephone. And in this mini podcast, I take all of the pioneering tools and techniques and tips that I developed years ago, and I roll it into this podcast where I offer you one big tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. So let's get started. So today's episode is Technology: Expect the Unexpected. Now here's the challenge. When you are delivering conference calls or you're in any kind of virtual environment or you're delivering a message to your team or others in a virtual environment, you have to rely on technology. Technology can be your best friend or your worst enemy. And so that is why it is important to recognize that as much as we love technology and all the great things it does for us, it almost always at some point will fail. Technology will fail us at some point. So just to paint a little picture, just recently I was delivering a webinar with a co-host, and my co-host had extreme challenges with her microphone. So she was having a lot of sounds and a lot of going in and out of the call, and about 80% of what my co-host had to say was lost completely on that call. So it was a very challenging situation. And what I discovered in going through that process was that I had to really stay focused and present and in the zone no matter what was happening around me. I had to not react to the technical problems that were happening and really shift my focus to my audience and making sure they were still receiving value from the webinar, from the call, making sure my audience still received all the information that they needed on that webinar, right? And so many times what happens is a technological problem happens, the technology fails, something doesn't work the way it's supposed to, and we as either leaders of the call or our presenters on the call get flabbergasted or flustered by the technology. We become completely focused on the technology and it's failing and I'm freaking out and now I don't know what I'm saying and all over the place, versus just stay focused on the audience and make sure they get the message. You want to steady the ship. So here's the thing. Here is the thing that I want you to really think about in terms of what you can practice this week going forward or at any point when your technology fails. So I think that I was able to prevail on that webinar because I had practiced a lot before actually delivering the webinar to the public. So I had done a lot of rehearsals. I had done a lot of prep. I knew my topic and I understood exactly what I was going to be saying, what my co-host was saying. So when things started to fall apart, I was able to keep going because I had practiced and I was prepared. And so that's what I'm going to ask you to do this week. Your action step is to practice, right? On your high stakes calls, you don't want to take a chance that technology could ruin your presentation or damage your brand in some way because of how you respond to the technology that fails, right? Keep in mind, technology is going to fail at some point. It's not a question of will it fail, it's a question of when will it happen. And if it should happen during a high stakes situation, you want to be prepared. So what I suggest you try this week is, first of all, practice your content so that you know it inside out, backwards and forwards. In theater, we used to call it, you want to make sure that the message is in your bones, right? That you have internalized that message. You know exactly what you're delivering. And the second thing you want to pair with that is be fully present on your conference calls, whether you're presenting or leading, be fully present. Because when you have practiced and you're able to be present in delivering your message once you're on that call, it gives you power over the technology. And that's the action step I want to leave with you today. So give it a shot, guys. You know, with technology, you have to expect the unexpected. Let me know how it works for you when you practice your content and you focus on you really focus on being present. Let me know how that works for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you want to know more information about how to communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, go right over to my website. Take a look at cwiforvirtualteams.com. That stands for Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams.com. Okay, I'm Cheryl McCreary, and I'm signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.